神，因为你是以马内利的神，与我们同在的神。谢谢这样神圣的灵、安静的灵在我们当中。主啊，真的是愿你烈天而降，住在我们的心里，住在我们的当中。主啊，我们的心要向着你，单单的来朝拜你。谢谢你，谢谢你，哈利路亚。
Thank you. They taught me that it was that you teach it at the feet of Jesus.
这像我们一同来到主的脚前。
This is a meeting with Jesus.
啊，这是一个与主的约会。
Do you feel tired?
你觉得疲惫吗？
Do you feel weary?
觉得忧伤吗？
Come into Jesus' presence.
如果你来到神的面前
He will rest your heart.
他会让你的心得到安息。
We know from Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章
verses 28.
28节。
Have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not fade or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
你不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Isn't that great to know he never grows weary?
我们知道神永远不会疲乏，那不是很好吗？
We do.
我们会。
We think.
我们也会困倦。
Verse 29 tells us he gives power to the faint.
29节说，疲乏的他赐能力。
And to him who has no might, he increases strength.
软弱的他加力量。
Even youth shall faint and be weary.
但是也就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。
And young men shall fall exhausted.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
But,
但是
they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall run and not be weary.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They shall walk and not faint.
行走却不疲乏。
That's what we want to do.
这就是我们所等候的。
We want to wait upon the Lord to renew our strength.
我们希望可以等候耶和华，重新得力。
Pastor Chow spoke this morning about Jesus' call to come apart and rest.
今天早上周牧师提到，神呼召我们来分别，来到他面前来得安息。
That's why in these afternoon sessions, we want to give you time to sit at the feet of Jesus.
这是为什么今天在下午，我们希望给大家一些时间来到主的脚前。
We're going to give you time to rest in the Lord.
我们要给你在主里面安息。
Let your strength be renewed.
让你重新得力。
And realize that Jesus is waiting for us.
我们要明白神在等候我们。
We think we're waiting for him, but he's already here waiting for us.
我们以为我们在等他，其实是他已经
在等候我们。He wants to pour in his life.
他希望将他的生命
He wants to quicken it by his Holy Spirit.
让他的生命进到我们里面，让他的圣灵
He wants to renew our strength.
让我们重新得力
Fill us with his Holy Spirit.
让他的圣灵把我们充满
Let his joy fill our hearts.
让他的喜乐来充满我们的心
I want to read you something.
我想要读一段一段话给你。
Some of you have heard of Martha Wayne Robinson.
可能有一些人已经听过 Martha
Robinson.
Robinson.
She founded the school that I attended as a young girl.
她创办了我小时候还是小女孩时候所上的一所学校。
She writes this about waiting on God.
她写了一段关于等候神的话。
Whenever you can, take a few minutes of just waiting on Jesus.
任何时候只要你能够花一几分钟来等候神。
Not necessarily praying, but just waiting.
不一定要祷告，但是就是等候。
Looking into his face.
看他的 面容
desiring his presence.
渴望他的同在
At first, you may not seem to receive much.
一开始你当然不会觉得有得到什么
But if you take every opportunity,
但如果你把握每一次机会
presently, your soul will hunger for him.
你的灵就会，你的灵魂就会对他越来越渴慕。
And the sweetness of himself will come to you.
神自己的甜美呢，就会临到你身上。
And you will get to become like lovers.
你就会像爱人一样。
You'd rather slip away with him just for a minute.
你可跟他有几分钟相处的时间。
In the stillness of his presence,
就在与他同在的这个当下
will rest you more than anything in the world.
就会让你得到安息，比其他的事上任何其他的事情都可以让你得到平安。
Some of you have a very busy life.
很多人在这里有很忙碌的生活。
We hear that some of you are pastors.
有些是牧者。
You have many duties.
有很多的职务。
But 5 minutes in his presence will rest you more than anything in the world.
比起其他世上其他任何的事可以让你得到安息。
Some of us that are housewives are very busy too.
有些我们可能有些家庭主妇也会很忙。
We feel we have a lot of energy to do a lot of things.
会觉得我们有非常多的能量去做很多的事。
But sometimes I get tired. So I have to run to Jesus. And just take 5 minutes in his presence. And my strength is renewed. Just like he said. If we looked at Jesus more and ourselves and our friends and our trials and our failures,
如果我们多多的仰望神，我们自己、我们的朋友、我们的试探、我们的失败
and the conditions of our life and the world and the flesh and the devil left,
专注在生活里面的光景，或者是世上我们的肉体，或者是就是撒旦，我们不注意他们。
We would reflect his image.
就越来越多会反映神的面容。
More and more.
越来越多。
And the hardness and impurity and temper and selfishness would fade away.
心里的刚硬或者是不纯洁，甚至我们的脾气或者是自私，都会慢慢的消失。
And tenderness and purity and gentleness and love would take their places.
取代的是温柔，是纯洁，是良善，还有充满爱。
This is the scripture.
是经文。
From 2 Corinthians 3:18.
从哥林多后书3:8.
But we all with an unveiled face, reflecting as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
我们众人既然闭着眼，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
By beholding Jesus, we are changed.
我们只要靠着注目神的面容，我们就会有改变。
This is the purpose of waiting on God.
这是等候神的目的。
To have him change us.
让他来改变我们。
Beholding him, we are changed.
仰望他，我们就能有改变。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to be more like Jesus?
要更像耶稣吗？
Do you want to look more like Jesus?
你像长得更像神吗？
Have more of Jesus.
拥有他更多吗？
Keep your eyes on him.
把我们的眼睛专注到神身上。
And as we wait on him,
当我们等候他的时候，
we're focusing our attention on Jesus.
让我把我的注意力转到神身上。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to be looking unto Jesus.
都希望能专注在神身上。
It's gazing at him with our soul.
用我们的灵魂来专注目他。
And he changes us.
那让他来改变我。
From glory to glory.
荣耀到荣耀。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So these are important times in the afternoon.
所以这些下午的时间是很重要的。
Times when we practice waiting on Jesus.
来操练等候神的功课。
I think that music often helps us.
我想音乐常常可以帮助我们。
To come into his presence.
来进入他的同在。
To draw our thoughts.
帮我们的心思。
Quiet helps.
安静也同样有帮助。
But I found the easiest way I was taught 50 years ago.
但是我觉得50年前我被教导最容易的方式。
Is to fall in love with Jesus.
是来爱神，跟神谈恋爱。
Jesus wants us to love him.
耶稣希望我们爱他。
And when I get quiet in his presence, I say, Oh Jesus, I love you.
当我在神面前安静的时候，我跟他说，耶稣啊，我爱你。
主我爱你。Right? Why are you? I say, Jesus, I love you.
主啊，我爱你。
You turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. Jesus is speaking to the church at Ephesus.
耶稣跟所有教会说话。
Verse 2.
第二节。
I know your works.
我知道你的行为。
Your toil.
劳碌。
Your patient endurance.
忍耐。
How you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Yet this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
To the one who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
得胜者，你将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
This was a very good church.
这以弗所教会是一个非常好的教会。
They worked very hard for God.
他们为主有很多的努力事工。
They toiled.
他们劳碌。
And they had endurance. They persevered.
他们也忍耐坚持。
They seemed to never grow tired.
好像从来不会疲倦。
Of working for God.
为主做工不会疲乏。
But the Spirit of Jesus said to them, I have something against you. You've lost your first love. Oh, I tell you, it's very easy to get busy for Jesus. And we become like Martha. My sister's name is Mary.
我的姐妹的名字是玛利亚。
Mary loves, my sister loves to wait on Jesus and pray. Older.
我的姐姐呢，她很喜欢等候神啊，跟祷告。
But I is always busy working.
但是我觉得我叫玛莎，因为我是忙东忙西的。
But I found a secret.
但是我发觉秘诀。
That Jesus is looking for a lover.
这个解释其实神正在寻找爱人。
He wants you to be his lover.
他希望你来当他的男人。
He's poured out his love on you.
他已经把他的爱倾倒在你身上。
And he's wanting to draw you to himself.
他希望吸引你来归向他。
We know the church is the bride of Christ.
我们知道教会是神的心腹。
The first requisite for a bride is to be in love with the bridegroom.
当新娘的第一个条件是她要爱新郎。
Amen. You have to love your bridegroom.
必须要爱你的新郎。
And the church is likened to the bride.
所以教会的比喻是心腹。
She follows the lamb wherever he goes.
她跟随羔羊，羔羊往哪里去，她就往哪里去。
But the first requirement is to be in love with Jesus.
但是第一个条件是要爱耶稣。
In the Song of Solomon, we read about the virgin.
在雅歌里面，我们读到这个苏拉底。
We find out that.Jesus wanted her to be his lover.
我们了解，耶稣希望他成为他的爱人。
When we come to sit at the feet of Jesus,
当我们来到主脚前
，let us pour out our love on him.
让我们把我们的爱倾倒出来。
Keep loving Jesus.
继续的爱耶稣。
Don't just want to be busy for him.
不要只是想为他忙碌。
He said to the church, yes, you have done many good things. You can't stand evildoers. You cannot bear evil. He commended them for all their work. But he said, I have this against you.
他却说我有一件事情要责备你。
You've left your first love.
你已经遗弃了你的起初的爱。
If we take time for loving Jesus,
如果我们花时间来爱耶稣
and satisfy his heart with our love,
用我们的爱来满足耶稣的心
believe me, the ministry will take care of itself.
相信我们在主的事工呢会
When we pour out our love to Him,
当我们把我们爱倾倒出来给耶稣
He fills us with His love.
他用他的爱来充满我们
And that love is what touches the people we minister to.
这个爱呢，才是触摸到我们去服侍的人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is so important.That we enter into the presence of the Lord.
进入神的同在是何等的重要。
We come to Him.
我们来到他面前。
What do we have to bring Him?
我们要带什么呢？
We pile up all our good works.
我们是带我们所有美好事工吗？
We tell Him how righteous we are.
我们告诉他我们有何等的公义。
But the Scripture tells us our righteousness, our good works are like filthy rags.
但是经文告诉我们说，我们的事工、我们的公义都像墨不一样。
Let us learn from the church of Ephesus.
让我们从以弗所教会身上来学那个。
What he wants is our love.
神真正想要的是我们的爱。
He desires to make us his bride.
他渴望把我们让我们成为他的心腹。
He wants us to sit at his feet.
他要我们。
Like Mary.
像玛利亚一样。
I want to be Mary.
我想要当玛利亚。
I have been Martha for many years.
但是我已经当玛利亚很多年了。
I'll ask Jesus when I meet him, why did my father call me Martha? I know why. I was born on my father's mother's 50th birthday, and her name was Martha. When Jesus first put me in the ministry, I was assistant to the pastor in Canada. I had many duties. Busy all the time. And there came a period in my life where Jesus took it all away for 3 years. And I remembered what my first call is. And that is to be in love with Jesus. Sometimes the ministry crowds out Jesus. This is very dangerous. Pretty soon we start to dry up. We're disconnected from the vine. We're working in our own strength. So we need to beware and know this is not pleasing to Jesus. He said to the church, I have this against you. You've left your first love. Jesus is more interested in you personally than in all your work for him. He wants our work for him to just be an outflow. Of our love life with him. Hallelujah. And then we can truly say, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. We are united to the vine. And his life is flowing through us. And we become fruitful. And we bear much fruit. We bear much fruit. Because we're connected to him. Well, if you want to know the secret I have in waiting on God, I was first taught about waiting on God 50 years ago. Just a young girl in high school. But Jesus began to make himself real to me within. He made my heart warm with his love. So I found out the easiest way to wait on God is to love him. Place myself at his feet. Look up into his face. Let my focus be on Jesus. I have never seen him with my natural eyes. But I see him with the eyes of my spirit. My spirit beholds him. And as I keep looking, I keep believing. He's changing me. He's cleansing me. He's helping me to come down at his feet. Because he wants us to be clothed with his humility. It's a wonderful time to wait on God. But the enemy fights it. He will keep you doing a thousand things. And many times they're good things. They may be ministering to others, working in the church, but they are the enemy of the best. The good is ever the enemy of the best. The best is to be united to Jesus. And let Him do the work through you. He desires to live out His life in you. He said to Mary, you have chosen the better part to sit at my feet, to partake of my spirit, to drink in of my own nature and my love. And now when you go to serve others, you will be full of me. That's what we're believing for in this conference. That we will be changed. That we will become connected to Jesus. United to Him. As we wait on Him in these afternoon sessions, let us wait in faith, believing that He's doing a new work in us. And those of us who are in ministry, it's going to be easier. We're going to be more united to Jesus Christ. And His life will flow out of us. And we will say, surely it was good to be in His presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are just my thoughts on how I wait on the Lord. I find the love way the easiest way. Just whisper your love to Jesus. Tell Him how much you love Him. And if you listen, He will tell you how much He loves you. How much He desires you. His love will give you great joy. His love will give you great peace. And you will say, oh, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. The lover of my soul. I just want to live for Him. And let Him use me wherever He chooses to use me. And believe that it is His life being lived out in me. That's our call. To be empty vessels. For Jesus to live in us. Jesus to flow out of us. Jesus to minister to others through us. The Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. I live, yet no longer I, but Christ. He lives in me. Amen. then we say, oh, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. And we depend more on him to be in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like to ask Pastor Lai, she was shared to us, when she came to Dallas, she learned first, just a few years ago, about waiting on God. And it has given her great joy in her ministry. But when I think of Pastor Lai, I don't often think of a strong minister. I think of someone who loves Jesus with all her heart. Amen.
这样没有想到过了。
候到了，他要开始带我出去的时候，我开始在每次的组织都会遇见惊喜，因为这个事情也常常预备好了，就叫凡事就是等候他吩咐，才做凡事仰望他，只认定他的教导，也认定他的话语。就这十几年也经过很多的破绽，很多的环境里头的试炼跟考验，我发现呢，在整个过程里头最大的祝福就是他比我们爱他更爱我们，他用那一份爱的恩膏来告我们，就是启示录二章耶稣所对以弗所教会所期待那起初的爱来告到我们的身上，以至于这种爱成为一个很大的力量，可以带我们跟随他的脚步出去服事。这个爱也是带着很大的能力，让我们可以克服环境上的辛苦跟十字架道路上的试炼。以至于说这十几年当我听到有人讲十字架道路的辛苦跟艰难的时候，实在是我心里不认同。我觉得这是一条充满了喜乐、充满了祝福、荣耀的道路。即使外面环境有试炼，能看你都在百般的辛苦中，但是我个人主观的感受是，我知道这是神已寻到我的，他的话语丰富了在我心里，他的爱丰富在我心里，他把我隐藏在他的爱中，这里面有做不出来的甘甜，跟能够克服任何环境的恶高与能力，让我们去经历圣主所带来的恩膏跟那个恩膏的保护。因此这一条路并不难，你只要懂得爱耶稣，懂得隐藏在耶稣的里面，你只要懂得仔细去靠他，尊他为主，尊他为爸，他的爱的大能远超过那烈火的摇动的熬炼，他爱的大能远超过当制造一个环境把你丢在四十栋中的试炼，远超过尔虞我诈。在这一切是无论他是让你经历的是在摇动的烈火中，或者是在那个四十栋中，他爱的大能，他的保护远远超过这一些。这是今天我要勉励许多的弟兄姐妹跟许多的传道同工，因为实在我是这样子走过来的。他的爱火能够让我们靠得住得胜有余，以至于呢经过一些烈火的摇动，或者经过狮子洞中出来，我们身上没有任何火燎的味道，乃是一切都被他像草木和气都被他烧过的一样，他只要在我们身上存留像金一样他可贵的信息，最终他只有一个这个爱，最终要把我们带进与神联合，进入神的同在中，把我们炼净之后，带我们进入丰盛。我们只要是爱他，他的爱足够把我们带走，走这一条十字架的道路，绰绰有余。OK， 直到有一天你会发现，哦，他爱我们，就是像诗篇说的，何等的长阔。高深，在我们进入一个清晨的服事里，讲到这里，我要跟你们分享一个很重要的见证，就是我做梦想都没有想过的。所以，像保罗在哥林多前书说，神为爱他人所预备的，是眼睛所没有看见，耳朵所没有听过，心也没有想过的。我们只要懂得爱耶稣，一直爱他，听他的话，信任他就好了。这是我在马来西亚。跟玛莎一起配搭的第二个小午，刚才讲顺服，来讲台上呢，站满了人，因为报名的人很多。那当正带领聚会告了一段落，刚才下去了，我觉得我好像也不能下去，但是我正在台上做什么我也不知道。可是我已经养成常常的祷告。这时候呢，有一个恩膏高在我的头上下来。咦， 同的，或许会让我们对圣灵很敏锐，就像情人一样，瞄眼就知道你要做什么，我就知道这恩膏高下来了，他一定是要我去给，要带我过去的什么东西。我在心里祷告，我要做什么，傻傻呆呆的，知道自己还不能下去。这时候他没有开始下来，他要我去为那些还留在讲台上站着跪着的人祷告。可是什么，我不会不会，他在鼓励我说我去，可是什么，我也不知道从哪里开始的，他就鼓励我说我最近的一个人开始，可是主耶稣我很胆小，这个要怎么做啊，他就鼓励你这样吧，放在火上，其他我会负责，我就这样子做，然后心里自然而然有话语出来，主愿意充满他，然后我感觉到怎么他的身体像一块蜡一样在变软，好像在融化，我就很自然的就顺着那个就拖着他的身子这样子躺下来，然后我走了告诉他说你放轻松，在这里享受上面，然后把我的脚伸直，我就把这样把这个人呢好像很安全的交在上帝的爱中，然后他在告诉我说主啊，那我做完了这一个下一个呢，他在告诉我去找哪一个穿哪一个红色衣服，我就这样子说，我还是说我还是不知道怎么办，他的妈妈说现在教我怎么做，我就这样子去做，我有什么话也没说，我只能很简单只是说求你这里充满了，哎怎么他又软下来了，我就这样轻轻的扶住他躺下来，那天下午我不知不觉就在那个地方就做这些苦事，然后我那天晚上回到休息的时候我才想起来，过去他们都是这样不是的，我心里有一个疑惑，他怎么能够把那些人过得那么轻松，
不能碰一点点下去，因为这种事情我都做不好，我从来都这个当我去处置的时候，这个人他都我没有把他做得很好，
我看这个是怎么这样好像很恶很多，当时我心里有一个疑惑，忽然间想起主啊，真是恩待我，你这个笑我原来在我去马来西亚，我是在做什么？训练我怎样为人祷告，怎样服侍人。原来呢，我没有感觉到这个人的体重，即使是一个弟兄，我就是很轻的碰他一下，所以充满他。哎，怎么他就像大一样融化了？我就相信没有感受到他的体重。我现在想起来觉得很奇奇。那你就知道这件事情不是我这个前面做的，是谁做的？他怎么做的我完全不知道，后来事后呢我才联想起来，我要去马来西亚之前在等候的时候主告诉我说很多事情都预备好了，现在你要好好的准备要去马来西亚，我想说好我养成听话的习惯，但是我实在不知道我去哪里要做什么，当然呢那他告诉我预备他就是要更多等候神，所以你要在该等候神中有一切的供应，有一切的教导，有一切的力量，有一切爱的满足。那我发现呢，咦，在等候神的时候呢，他叫我预备我就好好的等在那里，也不知道他怎么预备我。我才发现，诶，有一个动作很奇妙，我不知不觉的呢，手会举起来，他也没有接下来告诉我说。这是一双对我高某的手，这一双手要为许多人祷告，我就听着就在心里领受，主啊谢谢。我去那里经过那个下午以及之后很自然的一些故事，我才知道这是神是何等的信使。 OK， 对，那我们要信任他，听他的话就好了，然后不需要多思考。后来我们这一次呢在马来西亚教会，他们就像这样子很轻松的组织，我也没有做什么，我也不觉得这些事情我们做了什么，我们看到的被释放或者在这里都被介绍或者被医治，我只有一句话说他就是为爱他的神预备的，是其实没有想到北京也没有看过，很多人没有亲切。有一天在香港我跟外国朋友房间，我就问他为什么会有这些事情发生，
Places, but we found out that people were in love with Jesus. And He made us one in heart. I said the presence of the Lord is the universal language. Amen. It goes over all races and all countries. When we enter into His presence, sitting at His feet, we are all one. Hallelujah. This is the unity the world needs. This is the way it will be in heaven. The love of God unites us. I feel very definitely that we should take seriously this word in Ephesians. Stay away from me. We're magnetic. This word in Ephesians is God's word to our hearts. That even though the Lord commends us for all our good works, and for our ministry, for our labors, so He said, I have one thing against you. Maybe there's just one or two people here who have allowed the ministry to be bigger than Jesus. Maybe there's more. It's a time for us to examine our heart and to say, is Jesus Number one.
我问自己神在我们心中第一位吗?
Is Jesus first?
是全世界第一吗?
Is he all?
他是我们全部吗?
I tell you, when the ministry was taken from me,
当我的事工被神拿去之后,
I found it very painful.
我感觉很痛苦。
I loved the ministry.
非常爱我的事工。
I loved serving people.
非常喜欢服侍。
But it was taken abruptly away from me for 3 years.
但是有三年的时间是突然被神拿去。
And someone said, why?
你为什么?
And they found fault with the officials who did it.
他们发现有些官员犯了错误。
But I looked to Jesus.
但我仰望神。
And he made it very clear to me.
他很明显地告诉我。
He is a jealous lover.
他是一个嫉妒的爱人。
He wants us for himself.
他要我们全然归向他。
And if other things start crowding in to our hearts,
如果很多事情挤到我们心中,
he has to take it away.
他只好把它挤出去。
So for 3 years, I said, instead of preaching on the platform, I sat on the pew.
所以呢，我三年时间呢，一直在讲台上面讲到，我是坐在下面听到。
This is over 20 years ago.
这是20多年前的事。
But I said, if you can't preach about the love of God and about humility from the platform,
但是我说，如果你可以在台上传讲神的谦卑跟神的爱，
you ought to be able to live it in the pew.
那你也要能在台下见证出来。
So I repented,
我跟神回答,
and I asked Jesus to forgive me.
我求神原谅我,
it happened without my noticing it.
他就这样子不知不觉发生了,
unaware,
我没有察觉到,
so many needs,
这么多的需要,
so many calls, so many demands.
好多的电话, 好多的要求,
but when I repented,
当我回来的时候,
I found Jesus waiting for me. And he revealed his love to me. I'd love to share that with you. Maybe there's one or two or three or four or maybe many who have a need to repent. And ask Jesus to forgive us. We want you to be number one. We want our relationship with you to be first. Ministry second. Amen. Sister Alice, if you care to come, I'll be glad to pray for you.
如果你愿意来，我很乐意为你祷告。
Remember, Jesus was talking to a church that was very faithful.
记得在启示录神对你所指示的那位是一个很忠心的教会。
If he's speaking to your heart, please come.
如果他是在对你说话，请到前面来。
It only shows that he's jealous over you.
Thank you.
绑起来，紧贴我们的心。